Astronauts aboard the shuttle Atlantis released the telescope back into space Tuesday as it was orbiting 560 kilometers above the coast of Africa.
Hubble now back on its own for the final time, with a gentle release by one, but carrying the fingerprints of hundreds of thousands.
Kyle Herring, the mission commentator for the U.S. space agency NASA, marked the occasion with a tribute to the many people who have worked on the Hubble since its 1990 launch. The seven-member crew that made the latest repairs will be the last to touch the telescope. NASA plans to retire its shuttle fleet next year. As the crew cast the Hubble back into space with the shuttle's mechanical arm, Atlantis Commander Scott Altman reflected on the difficulty of the mission.
I think it's demonstrated the triumph that humans can have when they overcome challenges that have presented them. Not everything went as we planned, but we planned a way to work around everything.
While working in an orbit cluttered with debris, the astronauts were left cursing at times as they struggled with frozen bolts and other challenges during their 5 daily spacewalks. Despite that, they managed to install a new $132 million camera and a piece of sophisticated equipment called a spectrograph that will help further explain how planets, stars, and galaxies were formed. They also replaced delicate circuit boards and added new batteries that NASA says should keep the telescope working until at least 2014, when a replacement is sent into space. During the past 19 years, Hubble's spectacular photographs of galaxies and newborn stars have redefined human understanding of the universe and forced astronomy books to be rewritten. Ed Rutberg, the deputy program manager for the Hubble, says those textbooks may need to be rewritten again because the telescope is now more powerful than ever. He says the upgraded camera could even help answer the one question on everyone's mind.
Are we alone? So when we start testing atmospheres of other planets, we're trying to determine, are there habitable places elsewhere in the universe to sustain life?
While astronomers ponder that question, the Atlantis crew will return to the planet they know best. They are scheduled to head back to Earth on Friday. Kate Woodsum, VOA News, Washington.